Before we have our final blessing, a few other special announcements today. I want to thank Deacon Burton because it's only his fourth time preaching, and so he's still a newly ordained deacon.
Yeah, amen.
And I reminded him it's so important that we hear from him. His word is very important to us. Unlike me, he has a different experience of life, and he has a wife and a children and grandchildren. I don't have that, so he brings a whole different perspective to preaching. And so thank you, Deacon, for your ministry and the hard work you put into preparing a homily. And it's always appreciate the gift of the word.
Amen.
It's not easy. I've been doing it for 21 years. It's not easy. I still get very nervous and find myself not always at my best when I preach.
Yeah.
And so I know what it's like. And so we have to always encourage our preachers to give the word of God that sustains us on our journey. Amen?
Amen.
I celebrated the 8 o'clock Mass at St. Cyprian Church today. My sister Britta was away, and they've invited Deacon Burton to come and preach here next Sunday. And so we're happy that he'll be with the people of St. Cyprian to share the word of God there. I want to say how proud I was as a pastor to know God's men. And so thank you so much, men, for your ministry. You were blessed to be at St. Ignatius Church yesterday. You know what a wonderful job they did in ministry and song. And so the word is out about this ministry. Y'all can't
Amen.
Stop this.
Right.
This is all over the archdiocese. If you know, they're preparing to go to Los Angeles for the National Black Catholic Men's Conference. And so they've raised, as mentioned last Sunday, over $1,000 in concerts and all kind of events. And I'm very proud of them because it shows you that we got to work for it in life. We can't just give it to us.
Yes.
And those men have truly have worked hard.
Over 10,000.
And so if you want to support them with a special offer, they're almost there. If you want to support them, just please give your donation to the men as they wind down and prepare for their ministry next month in California. One of my responsibilities as a pastor, which I take very seriously, I've always done this, first as an uncle. Before I was a priest, I was an uncle. And I'll always be an uncle. And I always will try my best to protect children.
Amen.
And so one of my responsibilities is to make sure that our ministry here is safe for our young people. I know sometimes folks want to start events and start things, and I may say, let's just wait a minute, and you may not like that. But a lot of times it's about safety, to make sure everyone is safe. Most especially our little ones.
Yes.
We have failed our young people as priests and as bishops and others in many ways. We've hurt the children. And God has a strong judgment for those who have hurt and offended the little ones. Right in Scripture, it is better for you to have a millstone around your neck and be tossed into the sea than to bother the little ones.
Yes.
And so as parents, coaches, and teachers, but especially for someone to be hurt in God's house. Every year there's an audit done of every church to make sure, as best we can, humanly possible, any ministry here is safe for our young people, meaning that those who come in contact with children, the young people under 18, are safe and are able to be around young people.
Yes.
I have multiple background checks, multiple fingerprints, and so many, many places have me make sure I'm checked out. I would never have, in my past, hurt a child. Well, a letter came in this week from the Archdiocese Office for Child Protection. It's in your bulletin that says we are 100% in compliance with safe environments.
Yes. Amen.
100%. And I'm not sure why you're not all clapping about that, because I'm a lot of things. I'm not the best pastor. But the last 8 years, I've tried my best to make sure things are right here.
Yes, yes.
When I move on, my time is up. I'll leave here my head up high saying, it is well with my soul.
Amen.
And so that's very important. I want to thank Paul Hagerty. Paul's here today. I've asked Paul to make sure all of our papers are right and everything we do is right. So Paul, thank you so much for your diligence and your hard work in this ministry. Thank you so much, Mr. Hagerty. And so that's some good news. We try our best here at St. Martin's to make sure we're doing the right thing. Because I'm not worried so much about the district attorney's office. or the police commissioner, or the judges. I'm worried about somebody else to make sure that we are right
That's right.
in the eyes of God.
Yes. That's right.